Chicago and St. Louis. Andy Strickland from TrueHockey.com and ESPN in St. Louis joins us once again. Andy, I guess the big story, what can you tell us about David Backes? I know you're in the know. Is he going to go?
I think he will. Oh. You know, there's no official confirmation as it sits right now, but that's my suspicion. I know it's a huge game for the St. Louis Blues. I think that's the way they obviously look at it, and he's an important player. And I just have a suspicion. If his heart is beating, my suspicion is he will be in the lineup tonight. Even though he didn't skate this morning, though, so you never know. I mean, listen, this is the one thing that's kind of driving me crazy a little bit about the NHL. Like, I understand if coaches don't want to reveal injuries. I totally get that. I mean, it's a violent game out there. It's fast. It's hard-hitting. It's physical. All that. And we see players target opposing players all the time, you know, certain body parts that are banged up. But I just wish they would just tell you if a player is in or out, unless they truly don't know. Because knowing Joel Quenneville as well as I do, having covered him for, you know, a lot of years here in St. Louis as well, I think every game he just prepares as if David Backes is playing. I don't think it's going to catch him off guard.
He'd have a huge impact. Two guys that have had their chances to score but not scored are Sharp and Hossa for the Blackhawks. Is there some concern of what could happen to the Blues if these guys start scoring goals?
I think absolutely. I mean, these are two high-octane offensive players. I think Marian Hossa leads the playoffs in shots on goal without scoring a goal. Patrick Sharp is second on that list, followed by Rick Nash, I believe, with the New York Rangers. So, I mean, these guys are slowly but surely coming along as the series progresses, you know, getting some scoring chances. You know, we saw Patrick Kane explode in the previous game. He was a little quiet in the first two. Didn't look to be 100%, in my opinion, after missing several games down the stretch. And he looked 120% in game four. So I think so. You know, I mean, the Blues just want to make sure they take away time and space from all of these guys. They realize, you know, at the top of Chicago's lineup, just how talented they are.
Andy Strickland joins us. Andy, TJ Oshie, I was reading your stuff, and he admitted that he wasn't very good in the first few games back, but said he felt way better in game four. Now, he hasn't scored a goal in 10 games. I know it's, you know, prior to the injury, then coming off the injury. How key is he to this Blues team? Like, Tarasenko has been unbelievable, but they need another offensive guy to step up.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, you need, you know, guys that you count on to contribute offensively. You need these guys to step up and contribute. I mean, Alex Steen has one goal, obviously, in the series, and that was a big one in overtime of game one. I think his game has been good. But, again, it comes down to production. And when you see Chicago's top players start to produce, I mean, Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane, and we just talked about a couple other guys who haven't put the puck in the net yet, but still, you need a TJ Oshie to produce offense for you, and he knows that. I mean, I talked to him about that for a long time this morning. I mean, he felt like the first couple games when he returned from his injury that he sustained late in the season against Minnesota, he just didn't feel right. In fact, he told me he felt awful. He said he felt like he played one of his more complete games that he had played in the last little while. In the previous game, in game four in Chicago, so hopefully he can carry that over. I mean, you just get the sense that that he's going to continue to get better and better the more comfortable he gets. But make no mistake, these guys miss having David Backes on their line. And if they're reunited with Backes tonight, if Backes is in there, that'll certainly create some room and some space for these guys to get their chances.
Talk about the impact that Jaden Schwartz has on this lineup for the Blues.
Well, anybody who loves the game and has been watching the game for a long time would love to watch Jaden Schwartz play. He's just a little guy who plays with a ton of energy. You know, I mean, if you like second and third effort, that's what you get from Jaden Schwartz. I mean, he strips pucks. I think he's leading the NHL. At least he was a day or two ago in takeaways. He was among the leaders in takeaways during the regular season. I know sometimes that can be a wishy-washy stat depending on which building you're in. But still, I mean, here's a guy who creates offense with his hockey smarts. I mean, he is just so smart. He can kill penalties for you as well. He's very smart in the defensive end. But, you know, I just love his little cutbacks, you know. I mean, for a little guy, his ability to protect the puck, he may lose it, but he'll get it right back too. So he's kind of got that pit bull, you know, work ethic like we see in a guy like TJ Oshie. But Jaden Schwartz is going to be a really, really good player for a long time to come. He already is. He had 60-plus points this season.
Andy, what about the defense? For me, I look at this series and, you know, Pietrangelo, Bouwmeester, Shattenkirk collectively. Blues need more from those three?
Well, I mean, Shattenkirk's leading the team in scoring right now. I think he's second among defensemen in the NHL in playoff scoring. Alex Pietrangelo is playing, you know, 30 minutes a night at a real high level defensively. I mean, this guy is defending at a real high level. Same with Jay Bomeister. I mean, there's a lot of responsibility. I know, I mean, everyone expects, you know, eye-popping two-way numbers when you talk about some of these guys, but when you're going, I mean, this is like a Western Conference final, I mean, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm watching the Colorado-Minnesota series, and that's all knotted up at 2-2. And that's a good series and all, but it doesn't even come close to what we're seeing here with Chicago and St. Louis. You know, just in terms of the level of play and just how much talent is on the ice, and all these guys are playing at a really high level. I mean, but, you know, you want some offensive production. I mean, Chicago is getting, you know, some goals and some points on the back end. Seabrook had a couple before he got suspended. And you just got to figure at some point in time that's going to come. You know, I talked to Bomeister about that specifically this morning, you know, about how aggressive do you want to be in the offensive end. And obviously you want to make sure you keep those dangerous players in front of you, so there's a fine line. But if you get a chance, you got to go ahead and jump. And if you get that opportunity, you got to find a way to bury it. A couple times real quick, Shattenkirk and Pietrangelo have had some chances, and they've missed the net. You got to make sure you hit the net when you get the chance.
More so, I guess, than Andy, it's the other forwards, because Tarasenko has four goals. No other forward yet has double digits at all. You know, he's really been the offensive catalyst when it comes to goal scoring for the Blues. You know, Sobotka, go down the list. You know, Alex Steen does have one. Derek Roy, TJ Oshie, those type of guys need to chip in with some goals for this team, because that's how the Blues are so successful all year. They were a very balanced attack.
Well, I agree with you, and I know we saw a 1-0 game in Game 3 in Chicago, and the Blues feel that might have been their best game they played in this series, even though they lost the game. But I kind of want to believe you're going to have to score three or four goals to beat them here tonight. You know, you're not going to win a 1-0 game, probably not, you know, won't win a 2-1 game against a team as offensively talented and gifted as a team like Chicago, so... You know, there wouldn't be a better time than Game 5 here tonight to get some of these guys to start to contribute. And let me just say this real quick. You mentioned Sobotka, another guy who, small in stature, but plays a real big man's game. I mean, you know, and Jason, you can speak to this as well. I mean, it's not always, you know, what you see on the stat sheet that basically tells the story of how well you're playing. I mean, this guy is playing really, really good hockey right now, even though he may not be producing offensively. He won 70% of his faceoffs the other night, won 14 draws out of 20, and took a big hit from Brian Bickle. You thought he'd be gone for the game. He came back and played, and this is a guy that's about half the size as Brian Bickle, so you're getting everything you could ask for and then some from a guy like Vladimir Sobotka.
Going to these playoffs, I felt the Blues were a complete team, except they were missing a natural, explosive goal scorer. Is that a fair statement?
Well, I think it's really fair. Although Vladimir Tarasenko is looking like one. Like,
sure.
He's the one guy in the Blues who can score the easy goals off the rush. You know, he can beat NHL goalies from distance, you know, on a regular basis.
Sure.
You know, he kind of changes the angle on his stick blade there, where I think NHL goaltenders have a tough time picking it up.
Yeah.
I don't think they anticipate how much steam he gets on it, too. He has a real quick release, but he gets a lot on it as well. And so you see a couple of times where, I mean, Corey Crawford just can't pick it up. He has no idea. He got his glove on it a little bit on the go-ahead goal for the Blues in the third period that he scored in Game 4, but still he couldn't handle it. So, you know, he looks like a game-changer, but I think you're right, Jason. I think it's a situation where, you know, you look at these two teams, what is the difference? What does Chicago have that St. Louis doesn't? Because I think St. Louis is the better of the two teams at the bottom of the lineup.
Yep.
In terms of the third and fourth line, I don't think there's any question about that. But, you know, Chicago's just got the real, you know, heavy, talented offensive players. And we saw that from Patrick Kane.
Yeah.
I mean, the Blues don't have Patrick Kane. Chicago does. They don't have Jonathan Toews. They probably have the true game changer, the game breaker that makes a difference, especially once you get into overtime.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about a guy that can play 20 shifts. You don't notice him for 19 and a half, and then he scores a goal. And it's like, oh, my God, this guy's the greatest player ever. Right? I think they're a great team, but I don't know if they have that one guy. Now, maybe to compensate for that, they make the trade with Buffalo to bring in Ryan Miller. You know, has he been the difference maker that Hitchcock and company have hoped for in this series?
Well, I mean, he's had his moments. Let me put it that way. I mean, his best game probably came in the regular season when he won a 1-0 shootout victory against Philadelphia. One of the best performances I've seen by a goaltender all season long. I mean, he was exceptional in that game. And, you know, he's been really good in this series. I mean, it's hard to really fault him. In the previous game, I can't fault him on any of the goals, including the overtime winner. You know, some people kind of question should he have, you know, made the save on Patrick Kane's overtime winner. I mean, I don't think the Blues like the way they handled that situation at all. Started in the offensive end with a turnover, and you just can't give Patrick Kane time and space. But you go back to the first game of this series, he really struggled in the opening period, and then he shut the door for five straight periods. The Blues win in triple overtime. They don't win in triple overtime in that game if he doesn't do what he did. You know, the soft goal he allowed in game three when the Blues lost 1-0, you know, again, it's hard to win a game when you don't score, so I can't just completely point the finger at Ryan Miller. As good as he played that game, you know, if the Blues lose 3-2 or 4-3 in that game, you can maybe point towards that goal. But I think he's been good enough certainly good enough for the Blues to win the series.
Well, Andy, enjoy the game tonight. Crucial game, I think, for the Blues. They definitely don't want to go into Chicago in a must-win situation for Game 6. Should be awesome. This has been a great series to watch. Enjoy it.
I agree with that. I appreciate it as always, guys. Take care.